So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 10, text number 33. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Aksharanam Akara Asmi Dvandva Samasikashya Sha Aham Eva Akshaya Kala Data Aham Vishvata Mukha. Aksharanam akarosmi Dvandvasamaksikashyacha Ahamevakshaya kalo Dattahang Vishvato Mukha. Aksharanam akarosmi Dvandvasamaksikashyacha Ahamevakshaya kalo Dattahang Vishvato Mukha. Aksharam akara sasmi Dvandva ma zakshatasya cha Aham evakshaya kalo Dattaham vishvakau mukha. Aksharam namakara sasmi Dvandva samiksakashya cha Aham evakshaya kalo Dattaham vishvatau mukha. Aksharam namakarasmi Dvandva samasikasya cha Aham evakshaya kalo Dattaham vishvatau mukha. Ladies, aksharanam akarosmi dvandasam ikshakashya cha aham evakshaya kalo dattaham vishvatau mukha. Akshakaram akarosmi Dvandasamakshya cha Ahamevakshaya kalo Dattaham vishvatau mukha. Aksharanam akarosmi Dvandasamakshya cha Ahamevakshaya kalo Dattaham vishvatau mukha. Aksharanam of letters. Akara, the first letter. Asmi, I am. Dvandva, the dual. Samaksikashya, of compounds. Cha and aham, I am, eva, certainly, akshaya, eternal, kala, time, dhata, the creator, aham, Vishvatah Mukha Brahma. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Of letters, I am the letter A. And among compound words, I am the dual compound. I am also inexhaustible time, and of creators I am Brahma. Purport. Akara, the first letter of the Sanskrit alphabet, is the beginning of the Vedic literature. Without akara, nothing can be sounded. Therefore, it is the beginning of sound. In Sanskrit, there are also many compound words, of which the dual word, like Rama Krishna, is called Dvandva. In this compound, the words Rama and Krishna have the same form, and therefore the compound is called dual. Among all kinds of killers, time is the ultimate, because time kills everything. Time is the representative of Krishna, because in due course of time there will be a great fire and everything will be annihilated. Among the living entities who are creators, Brahma, who has four heads, is the chief. Therefore, he is a representative of the Supreme Lord Krishna.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurudun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanditamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarine.
So this Sanskrit letter A, we see it in many places, just like in this verse, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, at least 13 times in this verse, is there. So is very common in Sanskrit, Everywhere it comes. So that is Krishna. In the dual compound, like Rama-Krishna, that is also Krishna. It's interesting, in the dual compound example given here, Rama and Krishna, the letter A is also there. Rama, A, and Krishna. It's there twice, the short A. The killers, Krishna is the ultimate killer. Nobody can escape the killing of Krishna. He's the ultimate killer. Everything is annihilated by Krishna in due course of time. Except for those who have reconnected with Krishna, they become deathless. Prabhupada told us in Los Angeles, he said, deathlessness begins from the day of initiation. If one takes the initiation vows and remains loyal to those vows, then from that very moment of initiation, your deathlessness began. In other words, here we are situated in these material bodies. But when you actually fully surrender to the bona fide spiritual master, that means you're taking the order of Krishna seriously as your only business from here on. You've actually revived your eternal identity at that point. Not just theoretically, but practically revived it. So this diksha is a very important thing. Like tomorrow I'm giving, initiating some disciples. Here's some disciples to be initiating. So this is a very important thing. Because in this way you conquer death. Death cannot be conquered. But death is conquered by one who takes complete shelter of Guru and Krishna. Krishna is also unconquerable. He is called Ajita, unconquerable. But he becomes conquered, or jita, by the love of his devotees. So this is the great power of love of God, you see. By love of God, you can actually conquer the supreme conqueror who conquers all, you see. They sometimes say love conquers all. In Krishna consciousness, is really true. By love, you can conquer the supreme unconquerable personality who conquers everyone. So, how then do you conquer God? Well, you have to be conquered by God. That's the key. If one agrees to be conquered by God, then he conquers God. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So when you fully surrender to Krishna, Krishna surrenders to you. Just like Prabhupada gives the example of Arjuna, he's telling Krishna, okay, you drive my chariot here, you drive my chariot there. Arjuna becomes the director or controller of Krishna himself, telling Krishna where to drive the chariot, you see. The other example Prabhupada gives is Mother Jasoda. She's chasing after Krishna with a whipping stick. You naughty boy! Running after him, and he's running scared to Mother Jasoda, you see. So when you agree to become completely conquered by God, that my every thought, my every word, my every deed, in all times, places, and circumstances, from now on, for all of eternity, must be completely, perfectly dovetailed with Krishna. No more so-called independence. You see. Now I fully give myself to Krishna. From now on, I simply belong to Him and no one else. This mood of complete, total submission to Krishna makes us very, very dear to Krishna. Krishna actually is just waiting to be conquered by us. He just wants to be conquered by us, actually. So he's just hoping, wanting that very soon that day will come when each one of us will give up our little nonsense rampages here in the material world, in the cycle of birth and death, thinking that we're the Lord of all we survey. We'll give up our little tirade, a little dance in the hands of Maya, and agree to be dancing in the hands of Krishna. Prabhupada very nicely wrote in his arrival prayer. He came here, he said, now I'm just a puppet, and my Lord Krishna, you make me dance as you like. So this is the mood, you see. We have to agree to be puppets in the hands of Krishna. My dear Lord, I give up all independence. Here I am, you pull the strings and I will dance as you like. That's a simple thing. Very simple. Actually, it's a very simple thing to become a pure devotee of Krishna. Very simple thing. But our minds are so complex. You see, we have so many mental complexities that we can't do the simple thing. That's the difficulty. Therefore, we have to study this knowledge to undo the mental complexities. So this is the study of this very important thing. Prabhupada emphasized study. He said, you must always be engaged in studying 24 hours a day. I told that to some commander, and he didn't like that. I was a brahmachari. He said, no, you must always be doing service. My temple trainer actually told me if studying was maya, you have to always do service. So I asked the temple president in the Bhagavatam class, I said, is studying Prabhupada's books maya? And he understood what was going on, so he ordered me, every day you must read for a half an hour, because they had a big project going on in the temple at that time. Very busy, a lot of service. So I always wondered, you know, how Prabhupada actually said both things. You must always be engaged in doing service and you must always be studying. I was wondering, well, how you can do both at the same time? Well, just think about this. When I was in high school, I took chemistry, you see. We had two sections to the course. We had the lecture section, then we'd go down the hall to the lab, and we would apply what we heard in the lecture. So, whether I'm in the lecture or I'm in the lab, it's all studying, you see. You go to the lab, you apply what you heard in the lecture, and you see how it works. So you're also studying when you're in the lab. So practical service is the laboratory of devotional service, you see. We hear that by connecting with Krishna through loving service, you awaken your eternal spiritual nature, qualitatively one with the supreme source of all existence, who has a beautiful name, Krishna. And then you actually do it. You sweep the floor, you wash some dishes, you go out in book distribution, Harinam, or whatever service is required of you from your authorities or your Guru Maharaj, you see. And now you're actually putting what you heard in the lecture or the readings into practice. So devotional service is also study. Now I'm studying how by actually doing what I read works. It's like I have one book called Truth Works. If Krishna consciousness is true, then it works. If you actually apply it, you get the result. If you actually apply it, you realize God. You know what Prabhupada told me in one letter? He said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. Wow. That'd be quite a day, wouldn't it? We hear about great sages here in Vrindavan. Krishna would reveal himself to them. Just imagine if it happened to you. Wow. Krishna personally came and you saw him. You can actually see him, you can touch him, everything, you see. Well, Prabhupada told me to qualify myself to come to that position, you see. So let's do it. Let's do it, as we say in Texas, y'all. Let's do it, y'all. Let's qualify ourselves to see Krishna face to face by complete total surrender to the orders of Krishna and his representative, the spiritual master. You see? And then the magic will happen. That day will come. Did Prabhupada tell me that just some fancy words that encouraged me to do service? Or was it reality? Did Prabhupada give me some hype? Oh, no way. So it is possible to qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. And if you will study the Gita and you apply the Gita, that's all you have to do. And if you want a little bit more information, you can do the Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But the Bhagavad Gita itself gives you everything you need to know and do in order to personally meet Krishna. Just as Arjuna is able to see Krishna, you can also see Krishna. Of course, it's not that we desire to see Krishna in the sense of, okay, Krishna, come here and reveal yourself to me, not like that. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, don't try to see God, but try to act in such a way that God will see you. But the insider's secret is this, when you do that, that's when you see Him. I see. When He's so pleased with your service that He wants to come see you, then you will see Him. You see what I'm saying? So you don't barge your way in Krishna Darshan. You can't like force your way in. Okay, Krishna, I want to see you. Now come on, you reveal yourself right now. No, it's not like that. When you become completely sold out servant of Krishna, you see, that you can't bear the thought of forgetting Krishna. It's absolutely intolerable to even forget Krishna for a nanosecond. You're just totally in love with Krishna. You can't tolerate being out of His sight, of His service for even 1 second, you see. When your bhakti becomes that intense, Krishna reveals Himself, you see. Of course, He sometimes has special mercy even on materialists, you know that? There's a nice story that Prabhupada gives. There was one thief, and he saw there was a Bhagavatam class going on. He thought, oh, that's like a good place. Looked like some well-to-do people sitting there hearing the lecture. He kind of wandered in, see what he could steal. And he'd grab somebody's, you know, purse or whatever while they're listening to the lecture. But he heard the devotee giving the lecture said, Krishna has unlimited opulence. And his body is decorated with loads of valuable jewels. And he's a little boy without parental supervision. He's wandering all alone in Vrindavan Forest. And thinking about, aha! I will go to that Vrindavan Forest. I will find that little boy. A little kid, yeah, I'm sure I can get some of those jewels off that little kid. He was all fired up. It was just the old days. There was no, you know, Air India, no Jet Airways, no Indian Railways, no bus service, no taxi. It was either wax cart or on foot. Anyway, he walked out. For many days, he walked across India, coming to Vrindavan. I will go to Vrindavan. I will find that little boy, and I'll become a millionaire overnight. He was really fired up, you see. So he finally comes to Vrindavan. He's wandering in this forest, Kamyavan, this van, that van, wandering everywhere on foot. Where is that little boy? Where is that little boy? Where is that little boy with all those jewels? Is he? And you imagine, even though he was completely materialistic, Krishna revealed himself to that thief. Can you imagine? Prabhupada told the story. Krishna revealed himself to that thief. So what did the thief do? Well, he said, oh, Krishna, you have so many valuable jewels. Can you give me some? Now, Krishna, he's playing the role of being the chastised son of Mother Yasoda. He's a little boy in front of Krishna. So he said, oh, no, 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 no. Mother Yasoda, she will scold me. No, 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 no. Not that way. I'll get in trouble if I give you any jewels. Mother Yasoda will surely punish me. I can't give you any jewels, is it? But then the thief became completely purified by having Krishna's darshan. Even though he came with a material motive, by that darshan of Krishna, he became purified of all material desires. And then Krishna said, now you can take whatever you want. So if someone approached Krishna with a desire to steal his jewels, and he became a pure devotee, what about us who actually want to become pure devotees? And that's why we're approaching. I think we're all, are we all on the same page here? We're all wanting to become pure devotees? Yes? Yes? We're all the same. We're coming wanting to become a pure devotee. So if even a thief who has all material desires can become a pure devotee, what hope is there for us to become pure devotees? There's a great hope. In fact, it's guaranteed. If you stick with this process, you will indeed become a pure devotee in due course of time who can see Krishna face to face at the event. You will regain your original relationship with Krishna and his transcendental pastimes in the spiritual world as a gopi, a gopa, a peacock, a flute. Some devotees are actually flutes. And you say, why would somebody want to be a flute? Well, the flutes think these gopis are not as lucky as we are because we get Krishna's lips more than they do. Every single devotee, and even somebody who gets to be Krishna's dhoti, or the rock he sits on every day when he takes his lunch, you see. Everything in the spiritual world is a person. They're all actually persons with human form, but they take different forms to serve Krishna according to their desires. Somebody wants to be Krishna's peacock feather, somebody wants to be his flute, somebody wants to be Mother Yasoda's sari, you see. These are all devotees. Everything is animate in Goloka. Everything is animate. And we're all from there or from the Vaikuntha region. We're all from the spiritual world. Now something a lot of devotees don't know, and it's there in the Veda base, you can actually change your rasa if you want to. It's not that you're locked in, you know, like there was an old song back in the 60s called Help, I'm a Rock. Help, I'm a Rock. Help, I'm a Rock. You have to be a rock in Goloka. You don't want to be a rock, but you have to be a rock because that's your rasa. It's not like them. There are rocks who are persons, but they like being rocks. If they wanted to be a gopi, they could be. But they prefer being a rock. Actually, if nobody wanted to be a rock, then how are you going to have Govardhan Hill? It's perfect. The spiritual world is perfect. Everything is there. The trees, the flowers, the fruits, the peacock feathers. Everything is perfect there, and everybody gets to be what they want to be. And if they want to switch, they can switch. If everybody wanted to be a gopi, then there couldn't be any gopis, because gopi means a cowherd girl. If there's no cows to herd, then there can't be any cowherd girls either. How they can be gopis if there's no cows? So everything exists in the spiritual world in perfection. Everybody used to be where they want to be. And you can go back and be in that. Actually, you can even go back before you leave your body if you become fully awakened. That's another amazing thing. You don't have to wait for death. The stages are there in the by Rupa Goswami. Those stages of bhakti, you can achieve all of them right now in the present body. Of course, it's a very rare thing, but it's possible. You can go all the way to prema and actually realize your eternal identity in the spiritual world, even while you're here in the material world, engaged in working your job at IBM Corporation or whatever, or a brahmacharya in the ashram, you see. You can actually realize your eternal relationship with Krishna even before you leave your body. It's possible. Of course, it's very rare, we know that, but it's possible, it can be done. So why not go for it? Why not try for it? Why not try for perfection, spiritual perfection, at every minute, begging Krishna, please, my dear Lord, free me from all this lust, this anger, this greed, this madness, this illusion and envy that has tortured me for millions and billions of lifetimes. Please, my dear Lord, please liberate me. Why not beg intensely? And what's the best of all the intense prayers? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Why do we chant that prayer? Is it because we're the Hare Krishna people? Because we join the cult and that's everybody? No. It's stated in the Kali Santarana Upanishad that of all the millions of mantras there in the Vedas, there is no, in this age, there is no mantra more powerful, more effective for spiritual elevation than Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So we drive a Rolls Royce because it's the best car, that's all. Not that there's some advertising hype. Now Rolls Royce is the best car. That's why we chant the Rolls Royce of all mantras, you see. It's the best mantra. It's the most powerful, effective mantra. Somebody would chant another mantra, we have no objection. They want to chant Allah or Christ or Buddha, we have no objection. But Lord Chaitanya said that all the names of God have the potency of the Lord within them. But he himself chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So following his footsteps, we chant the Hare Krishna Mantra. Now perhaps there's some questions from the assembled Vaishnavas. Does anyone have any questions? Here's a question. Somebody may have to help me hear it, but I will answer it in due course.
Hare Krishna. You said we in the spiritual world we have to see that we should take another. How we should associate with God, just like a peak of feather or other things. But when here we say when Lord take us back home back to body, then we are same sarup of the Krishna.
What's he saying?
You said that Param is correct. He said that in the spiritual world, you said that there is a peak of personalities and everything is there. So, but we have our sarup there, and our sarup is like Krishna.
Sarup is just as Krishna has two arms, two legs. Our sarup also has, in our spiritual form, yes, we are. Everyone is a human in the spiritual world. That's a thing. They have human consciousness. Just like Kalindi takes the form of a river. She's a female goddess, but she takes the form of a river to serve Krishna in that way. So in the same way, the peacocks are all humans. Everyone has human consciousness. But they take different forms, just like Kalindi takes the form of a river, someone takes the form of a flute, a rock, a peacock feather, whatever, a dhoti, etc. You understand?
No, I understand this one, but you said that when you go back home, back to body, not saying that time we are in the same sarup of Krishna, just like 400 people going to look, we are in that loop when we go back home, back to body.
he's saying that when we go back to Godhead, then we have the same swarupa as Krishna.
Yes, we do. Not that we are all two hands playing the flute with blue complexion. No. Not that everyone looks like Krishna. Everyone has a peacock feather in their hair. No.
Maybe I can explain this question better way. He is saying that Satchidananda Vigraha, we have a swarup like
Krishna. Eternal form full of bliss and knowledge. That's correct. Actually, we're all like Krishna in that sense. He's eternal, we're eternal. He's full of bliss, we're full of bliss. He's full of knowledge, we're full of knowledge. We're all of the same quality of Krishna, everyone. Everything is actually Krishna's energy. You're actually Krishna Shakti, you're the energy of Krishna. So just like a drop of ocean water is qualitatively one with the entire ocean, you are qualitatively one with Krishna, even right now. You're qualitatively one with Krishna. So this process, but we're not realizing it, that's why we're miserable right now in the cycle of birth and death. But through this process of Krishna consciousness taught by Srila Prabhupada and those who purely represent him, you can actually become fully reinstated in your original divine qualities. Does that answer your question? Very good. Okay, now we have some more. How can we measure that we are advancing in Krishna consciousness? When you become disinterested in material sense gratification, then you know you're advancing. Instead of looking at a pretty girl and thinking, wow, I could really enjoy her, you think, oh, there is my mother. You become disinterested in material sense gratification. That means you're advancing in Krishna consciousness. You're getting a higher taste than material sense gratification. How can I become enthusiastic for chanting Mangal Arati and more reading? By doing them steadily. Chant your mantra steadily every day as early as possible in the day before the modes get heavy. Before sunrise is ideal. Go to Mangal Arati every day. Read every day. They say page by page. So the more pages you turn, the more every time you read one page of Prabhupada's books, you become more and more of a sage. Sage, page by page, you see. So read as much as you can. Each page will make you more advanced. Every page you read will make you more advanced in Krishna consciousness. Mangal Arati absolutely every day. It's like I've been a devotee for 45 years. I go to Mangal Arati every day for 45 years or so. That's where it's at. Mangal Arati is the foundation. Even if you're a householder, you have it at home. You get up and before the sunrise, you sing the Gavastakam prayers, offer a little arti. You have even a photograph is fine. Prabhupada, a Panchatattva, Radha Krishna, a little photograph. Offer an arti and sing Gavastakam prayers. You can do it in 5 minutes. You say, I'm really busy, got a tight schedule, I got to get on the bus by 7 o'clock. This and that. No, you take 5 minutes to sing Gavastakam prayers, everyone. Observe that Mangal Arati. You know why? You know there's a ninth prayer to the eight? There's a ninth prayer that follows the eight by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In the ninth prayer, he says that anybody who will sing this prayer during Brahma Mahurta will receive the direct service of Krishna in the spiritual world upon leaving their body. There's a benediction for those who observe Mangal Arati every day. You'll wake up, you will go to sleep, the time of death, you'll suddenly go to sleep and wake up with Krishna. If you want to have that benediction, Mangal Arati every day. Absolutely every day. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and Gayatri Mantra, which is more powerful? Hare Krishna Mantra is most powerful according to the Santivanda Upanishad. The Gayatri Mantra is a supplementary mantra for those who are second initiated to help them become more sense-controlled and chant Hare Krishna better. The Hare Krishna Mantra is more powerful than the Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra will help you to chant Hare Krishna better. According to Kali Santarada Upanishad, the Hare Krishna Mantra is the most powerful. So I'm not going to disagree with the Kali Santarada Upanishad. You see what I'm saying? that a brahmana will never agree with the sastra. So by chanting Gayatri, one develops the consciousness of a brahmana, which means you will never go against the shastra. And the shastra says Hare Krishna is the most powerful. So by chanting the Gayatri mantra, you will realize even more that Hare Krishna is the most powerful mantra. So Gayatri mantra will help you to chant Hare Krishna better.
So you said that Hare Krishna is so powerful that anybody, even a lower species, can chant Gayatri.
Yes, Prabhupada sometimes even a dog was joining in them. He mentioned even a dog was joining in the kirtan party. What was that dog chanting in Chaitanya Leela? Krishna? He was chanting Krishna? That was the dog in who went to follow the Sivananda Sen? Was he chanting Krishna's name?
Well, Lord Chaitanya was throwing coconut and pulp out of his
arm. What was he chanting when he threw the, he was chanting something that he threw the Krishna? Yeah. There's a nice story in this connection. Shows the great mercy of the Vaishnavas. This great devotee, Sivananda Sen, he was little well-to-do, and all the Bengalis from Navadvip, they're not all of them were so well-to-do, so he would sponsor the pilgrimage, the annual pilgrimage to Jagannath Puri to get the association of Lord Chaitanya. And of course there was no bus service or airplanes or taxi, they would walk and they would come to a boat, they hire the boatman across the river, and this way they would gradually go to Puri. So as they were walking down the road, one dog tagged along with them. He took a liking to the party, and actually one day the dog became missing, and Sivananda Sen was so concerned, he fasted out of concern for where is that dog, that devotee dog, where is he? He fasted out of concern for the dog. They came to one river, and everybody gets on the boat. And everybody, it has to be a toll. Just like the day we got on the boat, it was 30 rupees per head. We could book a boat on Jamuna today, 30 rupees per head. So there was one fee. Of course, it wasn't as high in those days, but of so much inflation, you know, maybe a few paisa, I don't know, but it was. But this boatman insisted, no, you must pay for the dog also. No dogs go free on my boat. So Sivananda said, paid the boatman to put the dog on the boat also. So anyway, somehow the dog got separated again, they got to Puri, and the dog had actually gotten there before they did. He was with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was throwing green coconut pulp to him, and he was chanting Krishna, Krishna. And then the dog wasn't there anymore, and the dog went back to Godhead. It was hard to learn that he went back and achieved his original form in the spiritual world. So yeah, this Hare Krishna mantra is very powerful. Even a dog sometimes can get the benefit of chanting Hare Krishna. There was also in Mayapur a pastime, my godbrother told me, in the early days in Mayapur. In the evening, all the devotees would go up to take prasad after the last arati. And when the temple room was all cleared out, one dog would come sneaking in, because dogs aren't allowed in the temple room. And everybody was gone, he would come in and offer his obeisances. One dog would come in and offer obeisances. So yeah, this is a very powerful thing. He'd sneak in and offer obeisances. So yeah, even dogs can get liberated in this process. If we have any more, we'll cover them all. I think that's it. So our time's almost up. Anything else? Yes. Says it.
I is the first alphabet in all
sentences. It's not is another letter. The short A is mentioned here.
It
says the Sanskrit akara, not a, but Yeah.
Special from other emotions, right? Like, we simply, everything is coming from Krishna.
Let me see, see what it tells me. I can't make it out. What is it? The second one is also. Yeah. Every letter of the alphabet is Krishna. But especially the first, because Krishna mentions it. He's an example. But actually everything is Krishna's energy. Prabhupada said, everything is Krishna, and nothing is Krishna, save and except his original primeval personality. So actually every letter is Krishna, but especially because Prabhupada Krishna mentions Akshada. Yeah.
Is also the first sound vibration.
Yeah, in the alphabet. Since it's the first. See, Krishna is always the first. So since it's the first letter, therefore it especially is Krishna. It's like of all the people in the country, Krishna is the king. He says, of men I am the monarch. Of fishes I am the shark. You see, all the most powerful things, they are all manifestations. Of mountains, I'm the Himalayas. Whatever is the topmost thing, that is especially representing Krishna because he is the topmost. Anything that's number one, just like if there's some football team that wins every year the champion, that's a representation of Krishna also. Whatever is number one. The leading, everything is Krishna, but those things that are number one, they are especially Krishna. Because Krishna is the supreme. Not in that sense. Okay? When someone loves special mercy of Lord, what does that mean? Someone loves, is that the special mercy of Krishna?
Everyone has the mercy of Krishna, that's why they come to Krishna. Everyone has the mercy of Krishna, that's why they have come to Krishna. And being merciful to everyone. Just like you gave the example of dog for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similar way, every living entity gets the mercy of Lord, that's why they come to Krishna.
He says that you gave the example of a dog, so everybody is happy.
Everyone has Krishna's mercy. Some take it and some take advantage of it and some don't. Krishna's mercy is there for everyone. Lord Chaitanya has flooded the whole universe. Who's taking advantage of it? Only a very small number. But by our preaching we want to expand it. Our goal is to deliver the whole world, you see. Actually Prabhupada is delivering the whole world through us. But we're not doing a very good job yet. We should have the whole world chanting Hare Krishna. And that's our duty. At least Prabhupada said if we can make 1% Krishna conscious, or even less than that, then the whole world will change and become peaceful. So we can even get 50 million people seriously following this process. That's all we really need to turn world history upside down. So I therefore suggest that we should all focus on making 50 million people pure devotees of Krishna, starting with ourselves. See where you are deficient in Krishna consciousness. Seek out your own deficiencies. Find devotees who can help you overcome your own personal deficiencies. Because if we can become very pure devotees ourselves and get at least 50 million people who are purely following this process, there will be complete peace and happiness in the world for everyone. Prabhupada said, that's all we need. Less than 1%, the whole world will become peaceful. So let's do it. That's my suggestion to all of you. Focus on being a pure devotee of Krishna and try to make a few more pure devotees of Krishna in your preaching activities, wherever you're preaching. If you're not preaching, start preaching. That's the order of Lord Chaitanya. Yari de katade kaha Krishna upadesh amara gaya guru hoyutade desh. Whomever you meet, instruct them in the teachings of Krishna. On my order, you become guru and deliver the people of this world. So everybody, so that's the order. We all have to become gurus and save the world. There's your service. Become a guru and save the world. Yeah. Yeah, in Vaikuntha realm, everyone has a four-handed form like Lord Narayan. But I wonder how they have other things like palaces and means of chariots and all that. I wonder how they accommodate that. Interesting question. Interesting question. I would assume that they, anyway, I don't want to assume right now. They say if you assume, you make an ass out of yourself. So. Don't assume anything. Read it in the books. So we'll stop here. Gandharaj, Raja Vidya, Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada flooding the whole universe with ecstatic Krishna Prema Ki Jai.